sweet Susie.
Welcome to the Fangamer Podcast, episode 20, live from, well, I guess this isn't Portland, actually.
This would be Vancouver.
This is Vancouver, Washington, from my house, but it's,
almost Portland.
It's almost Portland. I'm gonna go around the room so people can hear who's here with me, besides myself, Garrett Rosa, your normal host. Liz is on an airplane to somewhere right now.
Some beautiful
like
place.
Like a wedding or something. So, to my left is...
John K.
To my right is his lovely wife.
I'm Sabrina.
And then to her right,
Reed Young, master of not much, really.
You're a janitor.
And then to his right,
Camille.
Hi, Camille. All right,
lovely
guys.
Lovely wife, Camille, the artist.
All right, so that was the hard part. What are we going to talk about? Let's talk about what we've been doing. What have we been doing? What did we do today?
We went to ground control.
Ground control was awesome.
With a K.
What is ground control? Just can anyone sum it up? Well, John, what's ground control?
A retro arcade as the perfect selection of arcade games.
It did, didn't it?
There's no arcade game there that I would not play.
I played Rampage upstairs.
Oh yeah,
they had Rampage.
Oh yeah, they had Rampage.
Dr.
Yeah.
Mario, Tetris,
Time Crisis, Simpsons arcade game, X-Men arcade game,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade
game, Paperboy.
They had Pac-Man two-player table Pac-Man. Me and Jim played that.
And the good thing is the prices were decent. They're actually a quarter or two quarters.
All pinball machines were 50 cents, which kind of sucked, but...
Yeah.
Was it usually less?
I don't know. Yeah. I was like, it's more than a quarter.
Not worth it.
So. But like, I mean, there wasn't any game there that it was just there just to fill up space. No,
yeah.
Every game that was there was a really solid game.
And what did we see on the wall on their rules poster?
Oh man, Camille, I think, tweeterfied a picture of it. Is that right, Camille?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. There was the rules for ground control, and at the bottom was Chief Strong from Earthbound.
Oh, wait, the one downstairs is one of the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not Chief Strong. Like,
oh, it's a cop instead of Chief Strong?
Yeah. They used two different ones on the different floors. So
this was intentional.
Yes, they must be Earthbound fans. So it's also a bar. Because when we were there,
barcade.
They came by and were carding people at the end saying, we're going to start serving beers here. And so, like, a lot of the machines have, like, little bar beer holder devices.
Right next to, like, kind of attached to the actual cabinet.
Yeah, like, drilled into the cabinet, which
is
pretty cool.
It was really good, actually.
So they had a good selection of games. Mini bosses, I think, played there the other day.
Last night, actually.
And...
Did we just miss the mini boss?
Yeah, I think we did.
You sure it wasn't, like, last year?
It was April 30th of...
Yeah, today's May 1st.
That's rough.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I would love to see the mini boss. It's a really small venue, though. I can't, like... That would
you wouldn't get a lot of people
in there. If they were on the stage area, I would
which is not very big.
And they're loud. They're really loud.
Yeah.
So we went to... What's it called again? Not cruise control.
Ground control. John and I played some good Simpsons.
Actually, Garrett and I beat it.
Did you beat the game?
We beat Simpsons, the arcade game.
How many
that
levels are
Burns there? Is like the worst, man.
Yeah, well, basically, they always have the final boss is the quarter.
He eats
all the quarters, you know.
How many quarters just on Burns? Like at least a dollar.
At least a dollar.
And then, like,
oh, man.
We had extra lives after that. So when it starts the game over, and we almost beat the entire first level on like half of a life.
I probably had to hit the last boss.
Wow.
Just one more time.
Yeah.
I only had one life in him.
Yeah, so it was
I want to play the X-Men.
I wanted to play X-Men.
I want to play the X-Men arcade game.
I forgot that it had that wide screen.
Oh yeah, it's,
right?
Like, it's
wow.
Like two like sometimes it's like two or three screens.
That was awesome.
Big, yeah.
I remember playing one of those that the better characters cost more money.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
like Cyclops
like,
cost more than what was it?
Who's the girl?
That's
that
brilliant.
Shadowcat.
Yeah, like Shadowcat was like a quarter, but then like Colossus was like 75 cents.
Oh wow, that's
Colossus
a really
like
good
idea. I love Colossus's power up. It's like he's just screaming with a metal rage.
Was Nightcrawler any good in that one?
He does this little zigzag like
all over the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good time. Yeah. So, okay, we went there, and we met... Who did we meet there?
We met the one, the only... Saren Sel.
Or Zod.
Sarcy.
Or Zodnizzle, as Zod-nizzle. Others might know.
In a former life, Zodnizzle.
Kind of like Prince. Now she just goes by like a symbol. And we all went out to eat at a...
Silk.
Thai place. It was Vietnamese called Silk. That place looks so fancy. I was worried. Like, when we went in, I was like, uh-oh. This is going to be a lot of money.
And it wasn't.
I trusted our fate to Yelp, and Yelp led us right to it, and it was a good price.
I think all our dishes were under 10, and we were filling.
Well, most of the time, Vietnamese food...
It's like a good first lunch.
And then on the way out from there, we had second lunch at the cupcake place.
Cupcake Jones.
Jones sounds like a nickname. Yo, my name's Cupcake Jones.
My mom, all she could make for us was cupcakes when we were kids.
And John, how many pounds of ice cream did you have?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
It doesn't go by pounds. It goes by... it's like a Tootsie Pop, you know? It is like one, two, you know.
How many licks? 2,000?
Three. With me.
5,000?
No, I went to Ben & Jerry's. I had 2 scoops of chocolate mint ice cream.
2 scoops?
And plus 1 of cookie dough ice cream. I haven't had cookie dough in a while.
And then the world's biggest waffle chocolate cone.
Yes, that was really
good. And then we all had cupcakes. I had red velvet, and it had frosting on top, and then, I don't know, deliciousness
inside. Strawberry, I think, inside.
Some sort of custard. That must have been a custard.
I saw them making it. Like, they had just brought it out of the oven.
Oh, damn.
Just squeezing it right there, and they're making it as they were coming, so they're fresh.
Jones was good.
They were doing things, putting the whipped cream on top, were hooked right up to the cow's udders. It was fresh.
So we hit that. Then we kind of split ways, and the boys we headed to the Powell's Technical Bookstore, Nerd Bookstore, and we saw like the oldest computers.
Oh man!
We saw like an Apple. What was it? Apple One.
Well, I think it was Apple
1.0.
And the Apple II, the Apple IIe, they had
an Osborne
computer there. Holy crap.
Oh, what was the big old disk drives? The 8.5?
The massive floppies that are the size of a book.
It didn't even have a manufacturer's name. This was back before
the
they had
the
disk
was like the size of your face.
Yeah.
And that was just on the side. And they had a lot of manuals for those books. Like Sarcy found like all these...
MS-DOS
assembly language programming books.
Actually, MS-DOS is pretty recent compared to some of the other stuff you found.
That's true.
Right. The assembly.
Zombie survival.
Yeah, you got your zombie survival handbook.
Yep. Did you actually buy that?
Yes.
Yeah. you have to always be prepared.
I think I can improve my skills on Left 4 Dead.
Right.
Yeah, and then the girls went off to... Powell, what did you guys do at
Powell's? The regular store.
Powell's. Like, this is the second time we had been. What more was that?
We were just browsing around, and I had to get my cookbook on.
Oh, right.
Fruit desserts, yum.
Camille, what did you find there?
I looked at some nice art books.
You went back up to the art section, you couldn't get enough. They have a nice really big art selection.
Everyone in Portland was in that store.
Yeah, last time we were in the art section, I was just there in the design aisle for an hour.
Yeah. Powell's is pretty cool. I really like Powell's. Like, I feel it has the Portland vibe. Like, even
it's
when
nice
it's
crowded.
The
daylight.
Yeah. Nice to this. So then we walked back to ground control.
Actually, I ran back to Powell's and picked up a copy of Settlers of Catan,
which we're gonna.
I have no idea what that is.
Pack.
Oh, you did?
6 players.
Oh, we're gonna bust that out tonight. I've never played before. I'm very excited. We're gonna play that, and then we went back to ground control.
We went to a comic book store.
Oh, yeah. And then we went to a comic book store.
Oh, I didn't get to
And
do
it was awesome. Today's free comic book day.
What?
So I got a Thor and Iron Man comic plus a Superman comic for free.
Wait a second. So you just walked in and got a free comic?
Well, no. I walked in and we were looking at the comics. And then some other guy comes and says, "Are you guys participating in free comic book month?" He goes, "Oh, yeah, man. Go in that room on the blue table. Take one of each one if you want."
Really?
And there was like... a bunch.
Dang, so, man.
It was exciting. It was really cool because, like, you walked in, like, a little hallway, and you walked further back and then made a left into the comic book shop. So it was, like, this weird kind of amalgamation of books. But John found a really good find for a comic book thing. So why don't you explain? Are you going to come join us, Jen? No?
I'm helping your mom cook.
Okay, Jen's helping my mom cook. What did you find there?
On the Metal Gear Solid Ashley Wood comic book. It's called a trade book, which I think it's the term.
This is
where it has a compilation.
Oh, where it's all of the individual comics.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. And there's, the trade. That's the first half of it.
Ashley Wood did a Metal Gear book. This is awesome.
Yeah, there's the first one, and a lot of these illustrations are used, I believe, in the MGS graphic novel PSP game.
Oh my gosh!
And there's a first novel which I'm gonna get. He said he'd order it for me, but I said I'm not gonna be here.
Hold on. And he was going to expense this to Fangamer, but then he felt too guilty. He bought it of his own.
Well, don't worry, because we just found the best illustration ever. It looks like Goya's picture of Saturn eating his son.
That's Emma Emmerich.
Oh my gosh.
That's a spoiler. That's Emma Emmerich with Vamp.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary.
The dramatic moment.
So that was pretty much today. We went back, and then the girls went to Nordstrom Rack, did some shopping. You guys went
to get some of those. What was those? The vendors.
Carts. We walked by the parking lot of like all the food vendors. I told you, like, they have the carts.
Yes, we did too.
Oh, okay, yeah. So there's like 30 of them out there. We walked by. They were like closed when we went by.
Did you see Bro Dogs?
Guido Dogs? I mean, what's a Bro Dog?
Well, apparently...
Oh, did they give you some literature?
No, I took my own literature. Apparently, a Bro Dog is what happens when a hot dog is shared by bros. And you get Bro Dogs.
Oh, it's a picture of two men. It looks like Bill Eager.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Aaron together.
Yes, eating
with
Bro Dogs.
Red shirts, eating a hot dog.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what happens with red shirt guys in Star Trek? You know,
they're nice.
Send the ensign.
You know what? I forgot the first thing we did. Actually, we went to the Portland Saturday Farmer/Market
thing. Oh, it was awesome. Crazy. There was a lot of really
cool stuff.
It's
like
a crafts fair.
You see when, like, the train comes through, like,
in the middle
of the fair? Like, the guys to whistle to blow all the people out of the way. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. There was this one guy who wasn't going to move, and then he's like, get the heck out of the street.
Yeah.
He's like, huh? Oh, there's a train about to hit me. I'll move out of the way.
And then we saw the knife jugglers.
Oh, man.
Did you guys miss knife jugglers?
No, we got the...
Crazy
the
Preacher
the,
guy.
The wooden band.
We got Soapbox Preacher.
We got old Elvis impersonator.
Oh, Elvis
guys. Some
like,
wood, guys.
The most not, like, doesn't really look like Elvis, but he was out there pretending to be Elvis.
He had this, like, rubber wig and was just standing there.
He was working it hard.
Man. Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah.
So yeah, we saw that.
Fishing for beer and pot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
See, I almost gave them a buck for their honesty.
What are they? They don't have a name, but the bums there had like had a stick.
Homeless hipster kids.
Homeless hipsters that had a little stick with a
cup.
With a cup
or a string,
with,
a string,
string,
yeah, like
tied to a cup.
Awesome.
And then the sign that was underneath it said "Fishing for beer and weed," right?
Beer
or pot.
Pot.
Beer and pot.
It's like,
right.
Gosh,
I
do it.
They all had really. What was the one you said you saw? Like the.
There was a sign
one?
That said, "We could be mugging you now." That's how
wait,
they were.
Or is it you that said you saw like one about begging?
Oh, like, no, beg, $$, and
beg,
this girl, one of the girls had a laptop. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
She had a laptop? You
she had a laptop.
Me? Oh, man.
Legit?
See, this is what I was talking about, the King of the Hill episode, where Hank Hill just kicks the crap out of the hipster kids that are homeless downtown
like
begging for money.
Yeah. So that was today, and
well,
I'm gonna pause briefly for music and saving the file, and we'll talk about why we're here in the first place. Thank you. Welcome back from that awesome music break. All right, guys. Why are we here in Portland? Why? Reed, what has brought us here today to my house where I grew up?
To Garrett's childhood home. We,
I think we got to break it out.
Should we break it down?
It's an intervention, man.
It's an intervention for me or for Reed?
Put that apple cider down, Garrett.
My apple cider that's actually a rogue.
Because I want it. Oh, wait, it's not apple cider? All right, never mind. It's not
an
intervention.
We can text Jen. She can bring us some apple cider. Now, why we're here because... well, why are we here?
We're considering a move. We are currently based in Tucson, Arizona. And John is in Atlanta, which is kind of a long way to be. And
not that far, really. I mean, no. It's only like how long of a flight between the two?
It's only two straight days of driving. So then Ryan's in Missouri. And everybody's just kind of scattered to the four winds. So we thought, you know what? Tucson's not the most habitable environment on Earth. So we thought we would check out some places that we all thought were cool. And we all think Portland's pretty cool.
Yeah, we checked out Austin back in October.
How long were you in Austin
Portland
for?
Now.
We checked out Austin for a couple days.
You did kind of the same thing that we did now. You just hit the town, tour de force.
I think the biggest problem with Austin is that we didn't have a spirit guide.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean my brother?
We didn't have
my brother was our spirit guide.
This is the best place.
We didn't have a magical train or a boat of red lions or anything like that going on. So.
No, we're doing pretty good. I think this time. I guess that's a good question. Do you guys feel you're getting a good sense of what Portland is like?
Oh, I think so.
Absolutely, yeah.
So,
is there anything like you're like, I really wish we could see something?
I kind of want to see, for me, is the how the houses blend into the surrounding edges of town.
Oh, like further out.
Yeah, it's kind of like people going, kind of understanding how that happens.
Last night where we did like the Left 4 Dead 2 pictures we took. Like,
oh, that was
the like, test garden.
What was that area called? Did we end up finding the name of that finally? Selwood, right?
Dead Cell.
It was the Oaks Amusement Park.
Right.
Well, funny enough.
Yeah, so we I don't even know how we got out there. We were... Oh, the sock place that Camille likes. Can you tell them, like, what is the sock place? Sock Dreams, right?
Yes. I found it online years ago, and I keep going back and buying stuff there.
Jen loves Sock Dreams.
She got, like, how many?
She got a lot of
fingerless
stuff.
Fingerless gloves?
I think she didn't have enough...
She got a lot of stuff. So they have like really. You got some socks. What did you?
I got some Mario Pipe socks.
Mario Pipe socks.
You actually bought those?
Yeah, I have them.
The tree socks, the knee socks. I'm like,
did you get anything?
No, I didn't.
Reed, you weren't brave enough to buy some socks.
I got some socks with some peacock feathers on them because I thought.
I thought those were cool.
I haven't seen those.
So that got us out to I think Selwood, and then we went to like a grocery store. And bought stuff in preparation for a very special dinner we went to, which we'll talk about. But we ended up going to like this random park we found.
Yes.
And Reed palm slammed some Reed birthday cake.
Yes.
And from that sugar rush, he goes and he climbs a tree.
And he climbed a tree that turned out to be hollow on the inside.
And I was stabbing him with a stick through another hollow hole.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. And then we like took a hike out, and the hike was very like Swamp Fever, Left 4 Dead 2.
It was definitely Swamp
Fever. Oh, absolutely.
And then we ended up at a tunnel that took us to Oaks Park Amusement Park, which would look straight out of... Yeah, we have a picture that hopefully Steve has been working his Photoshop magic on, because we took a nice Photoshop or a nice movie. What do they call those that they do at the beginning? Like that? It's a movie trailer
kind of a movie poster,
but the Left 4 Dead 2 style.
Right.
And it should be pretty cool because you can see like the carnival stuff in the background. But
it was really awesome. I love the track.
That was really fun, just kind of hiking around and just finding random stuff. Like we just found like a random like wildlife reserve
as we were going. It was kind of weird.
We'll talk about the dinner that we had after we have dinner, because that's probably going to take a little bit longer to go through in good detail. So that's why we're checking out Portland, looking around at places. So let's go around. So what is like the most surprising thing, John? One thing about Portland that you've discovered.
That surprises me?
That surprised you, that you didn't expect.
I think it's the... I realize there's a lot of art culture here.
Yeah.
It's seeing it, and it's seeing it in action.
Like that the bike art mobile we saw today?
Yeah, that was...
Oh, man.
It was like a bike, like a tricycle, but like it was a whole like mobile art selling thing.
I think the biggest thing is back when I was younger in the 90s, early to late 90s, is about the culture of going to these little shops and people actually supporting it.
Oh, yeah, the buy local.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing about buy local and people actually going to these shops, because I go to these places over on the East Coast, and you don't see people involving themselves in these local shops as much.
Yeah, like the comic book store.
The comic book store was just really busy. I mean, I know it was Free Comic Book Day, but still.
Even then, like, it looks most like people weren't asking about the free comic. It was that one guy. Everybody else was just like, just gung-ho about comics.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a really cool store, actually. I was pretty excited about that. Okay. So, and, surprising about, like, that sense of community.
Yeah, the art, the community, the DIY, kind of, the, I mean, there's, you can see the spots of the DIY culture, but it's the whole culture of the, just the active community itself, and kind of how they express it and get out and do stuff.
All right, Sabrina, I'll throw to you either, what was the most surprising thing about Portland, or what is the coolest thing you've seen? Either one.
Oh, today I saw a group of transvestites in very nice dresses.
Oh, I did too. They had, like, peacock dresses.
Oh, yeah, peacock feathers. I was totally jealous.
It was kind of a Dr. Girlfriend
of the dress.
I thought they were girls. I was walking by.
Oh, yeah.
And then I heard their voices like, oh, this is pretty nice dress. Oh, crap.
All right. So we'll expand it out. Reed, what's the coolest thing, the weirdest thing, or the most surprising thing that you've seen? The first you've seen, last, and just most surprising thing you didn't expect about Portland.
I'm going to have to say the homeless hipster kids.
Oh, yeah.
I found them personally irritating and fascinating at the same time.
It was a roller coaster of emotions.
It was. I didn't know how to feel, and I still don't.
Okay. That was good. All right, Camille, what do you got? Surprising thing for Portland.
It is a larger city, but since it's made up of a bunch of small neighborhoods, it kind of feels like a bunch of small towns.
Yeah, kind of
together. Like,
very personal. Very friendly place.
Do you guys have, like, a favorite area yet that you went through?
Anywhere where there's trees, which is pretty much
everywhere.
I love all the residential areas and, you know,
do you remember the names of anywhere we were?
Laurelwood, Rose. Hollywood, or Laurelhurst.
Hollywood, and Grant Park, and Alberta.
I really liked Knob Hill or 22nd, 23rd Street, where all the shops, or where we all bought hats.
Yes.
Yes. Cool. Whatever that was, it was great.
That was a great area. The hat, and then we rocked hats for the rest of the day.
Those were pretty nice hats, sure. Too.
People really respected us.
What was the name of that place?
Hat. Gorin Brothers.
Yeah.
I really
liked it. Of course
it's
a Gorin.
Like, who's the group with all the hats?
Like, those guys are cool. Like, we walked into the New York deli, and they're like, huh, we'll make room for these guys.
It's their story.
Our waitress had to quit because we were just too overwhelming.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not helping out these people with hats. I'm not qualified for that.
But my pay grade.
All right, well, let's save this file up, grab some dinner, and we'll come back and talk about the dinner that we had last night with Two Player Productions, the guys who make Penny Arcade TV.
Awesome.
All right, so we're starting to back up. We've already had dinner. Now we are going to talk about, what did we do yesterday? What do we have for dinner yesterday?
Dinner, we had an awesome time is what we had.
We had an amazing dinner yesterday. We went to Two Player Productions, which is the guys who do Penny Arcade TV. They're based out of Portland. They just moved here
a couple months ago.
They were
working on...
How did we get to know them?
They contacted us. They said that they were interested in maybe doing some kind of documentary about the... I don't know if it's Earthbound in general or Mother 3 specifically.
Mother 3 handbook fan stuff.
Yeah.
So they sent you an email, mm-hmm. and that was like, what, back in December?
I think they originally contacted Clyde.
Oh, yeah, they contacted Clyde.
He's like, I don't do this stuff.
I don't like to talk to people. And so he sent that to you, and then we just kind of hung on to it for a while until recently. We're like, hey, we're going to come down to Portland. Let's hang out. And they said, why don't you come over? We'll make the best dinner you've ever had.
And we're like, well, we're going to be bringing seven people.
Yes.
And that didn't faze them.
Oh, like, yeah, we got that handled.
They had extra food on top.
So we travel with an entourage.
So we show up to their beautiful home.
Very nice.
I mean, it's beautiful backyard, herb garden.
Really well kept.
Really nice place. Okay. And they busted out. I mean, what did we eat? I mean, like, there was,
it was
like
a crab pork loin.
Two kinds of macaroni and cheese.
Pork loin, deviled eggs.
The best hazelnut, like, salad ever.
Oh, yeah, spring so baby good. Greens with strawberries. Oh,
there was, like, a salami plate.
With
a
egg,
some sort of cheese.
Yeah.
Gosh, what else did we have? Yeah. We had lots of bread.
Go to bread.
Lots apple to drink. We had apple cider, some frambois.
Prosciutto.
Fruity lambic.
What else we have? A lot of stuff. So
they were ultra hospitable.
Right. I was saying...
For seven strangers.
If film production doesn't work out for them, they should really start a restaurant.
Yeah.
The fact that they didn't even know us and that they invited us... Like, they cooked and they invited us to our home. Like, it would have been so much easier for them just to say, let's just meet at a restaurant.
Just go somewhere. There's nice houses.
Yeah, let's go meet over at the Subway.
And if it's awkward, we'll be done in 10 minutes.
Right.
So it was just, like, so nice.
So, yeah, we hung at their house. We had a really great time. We just talked about business stuff. Like, you know, like, how do you guys pay each other? Because, you know, we were trying to figure out similar stuff. How did you guys form? How did you get to Portland? How did you get to work with the Penny Arcade guys? Mm-hmm. Just all very interesting stories.
Is Mike as dreamy in person as he is on the DVDs?
He probably is. and they gave us a couple cool free things. They gave us their movie, Reformat the Planet.
Well, they didn't give us a movie yet. But they did give us... They gave us
they give
their
us,
Blip Festival documentary.
Oh, that's what I meant. The Blip Festival documentaries.
PAX 09 DVD.
Oh, yeah. PAX 09 DVD for free.
And actually, they gave us the Blip 2006 and 2007 documentaries. And then the 2008 soundtrack. Like, they recorded all the music. And I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but I'm really excited because, I mean, they said this music is incredible. And they were really excited
about
it.
I'm excited to listen to it. And we gave them some Fangamer stuff to enjoy. And, yeah, I mean, I think it really went well, just considering, like, they were so hospitable for, like, we were saying. They had no idea who we were. We came out and just hung out like we were all friends who hadn't met each other before for like several hours at their house. We talked about business. I think we're going to try and do some sort of partnership, like have, like help, like do a shirt or pins or help distribute their Reformat the Planet through Fangamer. We don't know what, but something cool, I hope.
Yeah, anything we can do. I really like those guys. They're nice, and they do good work. I mean, if you watch their stuff, they're pros.
I'm a big fan of Painter Arcade TV. We've talked about it on the podcast before. They do really cool stuff, and I don't know, they show an honesty to who these guys are that I don't think normal people will get if they just read the comic.
And they ask questions, and actually, a lot of the stuff we talked about briefly, a lot of the stuff you see on PATV, Painter Arcade TV, is all them. They're the ones who ask these questions. Penny Arcade kind of gives
they're
them
doing
free
the documentary.
Reign. So they have all this kind of creative reign that they're the ones that are behind a lot of the structure of the shows and the content that they produce. Yeah.
Well, they said they didn't ever have to like really edit stuff, which was really cool. Like they didn't mess around with their production or what they
which
were trying
had,
to
is,
do.
Which even shows more towards them. Towards
yeah.
Their skill.
So hopefully we'll end up doing something with them. But what's our game plan for the rest of the trip here? Because we're rolling up on the end here.
We're pretty much at the end. I mean, the game plan right now is play some Catan, eat some more desserts, and
eat more food.
Yeah.
That's been the theme of the trip. Just fill your belly.
I think
chicken baby, make it full.
I'm gonna make me a chicken twin.
I have a chicken giant by now.
Chicken giant toddler. All right, so signing off for the Fangamer podcast, saying bye for our live episode in Portland. Everyone who's still around, let's adios. Good night.
Good night.
All right, later.
Good luck.
Good journey.
You'll need it.
Wait, what's the one for my blast core?
Let's get moving.
All right.
And
you're just trying to impress me.
Hit the button again, yeah.